Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. It's a blessing to serve the living God. You know, a lot of people want to serve God, but they've been taught wrong and they serve idols in other countries. And some people serve their own will. But when you truly love God, it's a blessing that He's there to hear you, to be with you, to help you in all the ways of life. Now, considering what happened long ago before God made man, there was an angel that was made perfect called Lucifer. And he saw how wonderful creation was, and he decided he wanted to control it. And he forsook what his purpose, because everything of God is made to be a blessing to others. You know, the way God operates, He makes planets and people, and He blesses them, and that's what gives Him pleasure. He loves to create life, and He loves for life to continue, and it's designed to be an everlasting blessing. And but before He made anything, He thought of everything. And He chose the way of wisdom. And this is scripture. This is Proverbs chapter 8. You get more wisdom when you read the whole chapter. But it says, in the beginning of His way, He chose wisdom. So if He did that in the beginning of His way, He did it before He created anything. Everything you see, He created. And the universe is still growing because He never stopped creating. And it's important to know and recognize that life is not death. What Lucifer did in his quest, he invented something called sin. A cancer and an eruption, a deviation, an alternate way. That's what we know as the world system. And a third of the angels joined him. Now, there were classes of angels much greater than he. Mainstream religion like to say that he's the next thing to God, but he's not. He's nowhere near it. He had to overtake clouds, stars. He wanted to sit also in the sides of the north. That lets you know right there that he was usurping authority over different realms. And if he had to start with the clouds, there were angels that were much greater than he was. He was not a master angel. He was more like Adam. Because God made Adam to replace him and put him on the earth where Lucifer once was. See, cold religion gets it all balled up. And he interferes with the thoughts of men to get them off track. Sometimes you have to, as you learn more of God's word, you have to receive greater insight. He was not nowhere near Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ made everything that was made. And he became a man and died for us. Many people don't realize who Jesus Christ really is. And they don't understand how great God really is. There's nothing out there he didn't make. There was nothing before him. And he made everything that is made. So the Lord had to get rid of a problem. Lucifer stepped out of faith in God, and he got into faith in himself. He believed his own, he put his will above God's will. And that's not good. because he was introducing something that was not of God, but the opposite of God. And he became an opponent against God. He's nowhere near as powerful, but he does so much damage because things were forming already. He was designed to help by his works be a blessing and help the other angels and people stay in the flow of God. But he was going to work from another position. So God made him with much wisdom and much knowledge. He was a light bearer. He was going to do what Enoch did. He caused men to call on the name of Jesus. Well, to call on God, to go back to God. Jesus wasn't revealed yet. But basically, that's what Enoch did. He caused men to call on the Lord again because they had drifted. And Lucifer was supposed to do that. Now, they knew God. They knew he was God. They didn't operate by faith because they saw him. And they fellowshiped with him. But as their desire started changing, they started changing. They're no different than we are. Some people get saved and go back to the world like Demas did. And like Diotrephes, they want preeminence. The love of God is not as important as their preeminence. And that sin turns your heart, like we always say. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a man, a woman, an angel, or anybody God created. If you stop focusing on the love of God, you start turning. If you start developing bitterness in you, you start to turn to the world. So everything that turned, even though they were wiser and smarter than Satan was, he became their master. So the word talks about in the ranks. One of the books talk about the ranks, principalities, powers, and then spiritual wickedness in high places. And they are wiser, and they followed Satan, so he became their master. But they're far more intelligent than he is. So we don't worry about the structure of the demons and how they operate. We just take authority over them in Jesus' name. They got a rule. God gave them a rule. We would be miserably outclassed in fighting them, but they can't fight us. Satan and all of his horde can't fight us beyond our level, so to speak. So whatever happens in your life, you can master it. Man is no match for sin, but sin is no match for God. And we believed on Jesus Christ. He became a man and defeated sin for us. And now we receive salvation by faith in God. The same determination. Ours is faith, because we never seen God. And because we never saw him, but we believe him, though we never saw him, that's faith. And that's how we access heaven. Now those before the fall, they saw God. They knew him. Either they stayed with him or they didn't. They stayed sincere to God or they rejected him. They did one of the two. They didn't do, there was no middle ground. By the time of the tribulation period, a third of the angels will have fallen out to Satan. And I believe these are not just angels. These are also people that were made before the fall. But now we've been given salvation. But sometimes people have presented it as if once you get saved, you're locked in the kingdom of God and you can't get out. But that's not true. Because your will is always, you always have a will. You can do whatever it is you want to do. You can stay in the kingdom or you can leave the kingdom. Some people's names are written in the book of life, and because of what they do, it is erased. It is blotted out. And if it wasn't blotted out, Jesus wouldn't have said that it wasn't, that it would be blotted out. If you teach his word wrong, it'll be blotted out. If you say that God said something he didn't say, it can be blotted out. If you alter the words of the word of God, he can blot it out. And I believe God has mercy on people that are deceived. That's why I don't push certain thoughts. Preaching is holy, and it ought to be done in a holy way. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. And so I always depended on him to give me wisdom so that I'll do it right. I tried to do a lot of things in my life, and it didn't turn out so well. So I continued to follow God, and he helped me to see greater and greater things, and then it works. So when he called me to the ministry, I was kind of disturbed, because I said, I don't want to mess up something that's holy. I wanted to serve God, but I was apprehensive because I didn't want to make no mistakes that caused people problems. And I knew full well that Christians can believe things the wrong way. So I went at it with a different frame of positions, a different frame of mind than many others. I said, I'm going to speak what God give me. I'm going to say that. And then I'm going to shut up. And I'm going to learn from what he did. That's following God. A lot of things that other people will teach, I won't bother until the Lord give me more wisdom about it. Unless he wants me to. If he wants me to say something that I'm not skilled at, I'll say it. But I'm going to ask him questions about it. Because we have to give an account for what we teach, because people make decisions from it. It starts another process in the lives of others. It's a serious matter. But we can do this by faith. If he called me, he'll give me what to say. And he called me, so he gave me what to say. It's easy. And then he gave me the anointing. And with the anointing, I have God's ability. All of this is way beyond me. You know, Amos was a... He picked mulberries. He picked sycamore fruit. Mulberries grow on a sycamore tree. He said, I was a picker of sycamore fruit. And now... You call me to be a prophet. He didn't set out to be a prophet. He just wanted to pick fruit. But he loved God. And sometimes that's all God needs. Somebody that loves him. Somebody that's determined to do it his way. And he can take a sycamore fruit picker and make him a prophet. Just like he took this mechanic and made him an apostle. And being a mechanic, I like to know how things work. So when I got saved, I wanted to know how everything worked. And maybe that's why I'm a good mechanic, because I love to know how things work. But however, God made me the way he did, with the logic I have, and he's adding to me. He's blessing me, helping me go forward. Now God has so many things to say to us and help us out. He will help us grow. The things in life that challenge us the most, he can show us how to go forward in life and thrive in him. But I don't get caught up in the worldly things. I hate them. And I continually confess that I hate those things, because when I studied the word of God, people that were doing so well, and God had blessed them so much, some of them changed course. Now, sir, and I used to, when I first read the Bible, why did Adam do this? Or why did they do that? Why did they choose the wrong thing? Everything was going good. So I was inspired to do it God's way. I want to see what will happen as I continue. And like we said in previous broadcasts, a healthy marriage, the couple grows, their bond grows stronger over time. And so it is with our love towards God. He's always blessing us. We're ever increasing. And I'm ever thankful for what he's done. I can't turn on God because my heart is set to know him. And the things of the world mean less to me than they ever did. And I remember when it was a struggle just to turn my head from the things of this world. But I had the power to do it, and I did so. And as I studied the word, temptation just fell off my life. Everybody that starts out, the enemy's trying to get you back. And Brother Chris Lucas told me that Satan's trying to get you back. People are going to do things to make to get you angry. People might steal from you. Women will flirt with you. All of it happened. People stole from me. A guy stole my motorcycle. And then I had to forgive him. And I figured out who did it. I believe I know who did it. But nevertheless, I forgave him. And I never saw him again, but I had to forgive him. I had let him ride. And I believe he made a key and came back and got it. Because I locked my handlebars. But I had to forgive him. I couldn't get in bitterness. I couldn't go fight him. But, you know, the things we lose, God is able to replace it. Now, if I had shot him, I can't replace that, man. But the motorcycle is just a motorcycle, and it can be replaced. The word of God means a lot. It's important. You know, I was going to get married. Somebody said, you better buy everything you want before you get married, because when you get married, you probably won't be able to buy it anymore. So I listened to him, and I bought a motorcycle. I wanted my motorcycle. I had goals for it. But just like Chris said, Satan's going to try you to aggravate your life. I grew up riding motorcycles. People say, well, maybe he stole his sister so you wouldn't get hurt. Well, God don't steal from you so you won't get hurt. That was the enemy. God can keep me safe. And I bought another motorcycle. And I ride my daughter on it in the backyard. She loves it. And, the things of this world you can have, God, there are angels to protect us. Whatever you want to do in life, you have to count up the cost. And weigh out your options and then do what you have to do. God loves us. And his mercy endures forever. But he's looking for sincere people. He's looking for sincerity. Your sincerity can mean a lot in the kingdom of God. He can bless you in every way of life when you're sincere before the Lord. Unlike Lucifer, he looked at something else. Now remember, when he did this, Now he knew that things could go wrong because of the way he was made. But he made a satanic choice. And he lost everything. He lost his position. He betrayed his anointing. And once you're anointed, you're anointed. He's still anointed. But he changed. He altered. Then the earth that he was over was judged. That's why when we first saw it, it was standing in and out of water. It was all destroyed because he changed course. And now it's important for us as men and women of God, children of God, to follow his path, to follow the word of God, to live the life of God, to get to know him, and never deviate from the path of God's word. Because God is true. And he's ever merciful towards us. He loves us. And he has so much to say. And he'll be the blessing we need him to be. I love the Lord, my God and King. And I'm going to do all I can to serve him and do things according to his word. He is a tremendous blessing. And I love him. I love all of his ways. I love his people. I love his wisdom. And I want to do all that's in his heart. That's the least I could do. He gave me life, and I intend fully to do something with it. I intend fully to do something with the life that he gave me. And I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.